As promised, time to talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and I'd like to welcome back on the air Shonisani Nepalama, who is the nutrition leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Shonisani, good morning. Welcome back. Nice to have you back.
Good morning, Wayne. Thank you. And good morning to the listeners.
And Shonisani, the topic today, we're talking about World Obesity Day, March the 4th. In fact, today is the day, and today is recognized as World Obesity Day. Tell us about World Obesity Day awareness and what the theme is for this year.
Yes, first of all, happy World Obesity Day to everyone. As you have mentioned, World Obesity Day is acknowledged globally on an annual basis on the 4th of March. The World Obesity Federation and its members, they mobilized to create awareness about being obesity being documented as a medical condition and also not to be taken lightly, because if a person is obese, it puts them at multiple risk for getting non-communicable diseases. Mm-hmm. Professor Naidu, who is our CEO for the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa, she makes the point that the increasing rates of obesity in South Africa and globally, it is alarming due to the fact that overweight and obesity, they present as a key risk factors for non-communicable disease, such as heart disease, stroke, cancers, and diabetes type 2. Mm-hmm. I'm sure most of the listeners, they are wondering, what is obesity? So the World Health Organization, they define obesity as having an abnormal or excessive fat accumulation that presents as a health risk to health. Mm-hmm. So the theme for the 2025, it's changing system and health, changing systems, healthier lives. So this theme, it highlights the need to shift our focus from individual behaviors to the broader system that shape health outcome. So this include health system, government system, food system, the media, the environment we work and live in, all of which they do contribute to the increasing rates of obesity, including South Africa. Right. So obesity is also a disease and should be recognized as a disease, not just being someone being overweight. And also there are other factors that includes biology, medical health, genetic risk, and healthcare access and access to ultra-processed food that does contribute to obesity.
Right. And Shonisani, what are some common misconceptions about obesity, and how do these misconceptions contribute to the stigma that is attached to, like you said, you know, you're fat or you're overweight?
Yes, there are many stigmatized assumptions made about people living with obesity. It is often presented as a lifestyle choice at a lack of willpower, which means that we see that someone is obese because they are over-consuming, they are not exercising, which at the end we always think that it's the one that leads to being obese. So this misconception, it implies that weight loss is just about the diet and the exercise. Although physical exercise plays an important role in the overall health and can be used in the context of comprehensive weight management interventions and to prevent strategies for losing weight, exercise alone, it's not an effective obesity treatment. So individuals should not be blamed for them to be having the obesity diseases. Mm. So negative attitudes and assumptions that are based on the individual weight can lead to weight bias. This can often lead to weight stigma and discrimination when act on the basis. So this also can affect a person's mental and physical well-being, and it may prevent the person from seeking necessary medical care because they will always feel that we are judging them for being obesity, forgetting that there are other systems that I've mentioned before, like food system as well as environmental system, that contributes to the person being obesity. So while people reactions towards people living with obesity may differ, the health issue and the risk with obesity are consistent, and it is important to ensure that obesity is seen as a serious illness and should be treated appropriately.
Right. And what are the latest statistics regarding obesity in South Africa?
The stats of obesity that are increasing. According to the World Obesity Federation, 800 million people around the world are living with obesity. And in the South African context, the National and Food Security Survey 2023, it relieves an alarming overweight and obesity rate in South Africa. They found that approximately 67.9% of adult women and 38.2% of adult men, they live with overweight and obesity here in South Africa. This also has been seen as well when it comes to childhood obesity, where there has an increased amount of children that are being obese. And this has nearly doubled every 10 years, affecting almost 1 in 4 children under the age of 5.
Wow.
It can profoundly affect children's physical health, social and emotional well-being, and self-esteem. And also when it comes to childhood obesity, they have found or it's expected to increase by 60% over the next decade, which means that it can reach 250 million by 2030 of children that are obesity.
Mm-hmm. And Shonisani, the relationship between obesity and cardiovascular disease, because that's where the Heart and Stroke Foundation comes into the picture.
Yes, there is a relationship between obesity and cardiovascular disease. The Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa, we recognize obesity as a major risk factor driving the cardiovascular disease epidemic, because excess fat accumulation in the body forces the heart and other organs to work harder, which means that the amount of oxygen that being distributed in the body, as well as the nutrients being distributed around the body, it might be difficult for heart to pump all the oxygen and the nutrients to the body. So this extra workload in the long term, it can damage the heart, the lungs, the kidneys, and other biological system. The other thing when it comes to obesity, it does also increase the risk of heart attack, strokes, and numerous other health problems, which include high blood pressure, cancers, diabetes, gallstone. It can also affect the sleeping pattern, causing sleep apnea. It can also cause COVID-19 complications. So furthermore, the relationship between obesity and cardiovascular disease, that the risk of heart disease and stroke is significantly heightened when obesity is combined with other risk factors such as smoking. So this cumulative risk can exponentially increase the likelihood of experiencing a heart attack and stroke. For example, when a person smokes and they are obese, they have a higher risk of stroke than someone with only one of the risk factors. So addressing obesity and other modifiable factors through behavioral changes such as healthy eating patterns, regular physical activity, and quitting smoking and quitting alcohol can significantly decrease the risk of cardiovascular disease and other obesity-related health problems.
Right, right. And what influences our communities to eat unhealthy foods, and what can be done to improve these systems?
There are a number of systems that promote unhealthy behaviors or unhealthy consumption of unhealthy food, which include food that are high in sugar and highly processed food. So this system include a media, food system, health system, government system, and the environment we live in, which overall they do increase the rates of obesity. For example, when someone comes from a family that they're experiencing poverty and also they don't have money, they usually tend to buy cheaper food, not cheaper, they tend to avoid highly processed food because those are the ones that are affordable to them. And in the long run, this unprocessed food, it will increase their risk of having obesity, as well as increase their risk of other non-communicable disease.
Right.
So when it comes to action that we can take to help create an environment that is healthy, we can call for government to make our food systems to put stricter marketing policies on food marketing and also to stop marketing of unhealthier foods. We can also ask our employers at work to proactively address stigma around obesity, as well as to address the health and well-being of all employees. We can also ask for protection, promotion and support for breastfeeding to prevent infant obesity. The other thing that we can do as a community or as workers, we can talk to our employers as well as our counselors to be able to put on-site gyms or to be able to create spaces that is safe for us to exercise. We can also encourage the government to make structural changes by creating safe exercise spaces.
Right, right. And how does the Heart and Stroke Foundation of SA work to change and improve some of these systematic issues that contribute to South Africa's high obesity prevalence?
The Heart and Stroke Foundation tirelessly works to change as well as improve this system through various programs that we have. We provide the community with knowledge and access to healthier food and also encourage healthier behaviors. So we do this by advocating for adoption of healthy behavior through awareness campaign as well as stresses the importance of making healthier food choices. We also encourage individuals to partake in exercising or doing some kind of physical activity so that they stay healthy as well as to make sure that they are maintaining healthier weight. We also have our school health initiative program where we educate young children about healthy nutrition as well as encouraging them to live active lives to reduce childhood obesity. Mm-hmm. We also have a Heartmark endorsement program where companies can apply for their product to be endorsed with the Heartmark logo. The Heartmark logo, it shows that the food or that product that the consumer is about to buy, the food is low in salt, low in sugar, low in fat, as well as high in fiber, which can prevent or help with reducing obesity as well as reducing the risk of a cardiovascular disease. The products with Heartmark logo, they also need to be eaten in moderate because also high portions can increase the risk of weight gain.
Right.
We also offer reach to communities and encourage them to take part in health risk assessment where it will help them to know their numbers of blood pressure, blood glucose, as well as their BMI, as well as their cholesterol. We are also involved in policy progression as well as the National Department of Health Strategic Planning. We contribute to the development and advancement of healthcare policies and play an active role in informing the National Department of Health Strategic Planning Initiative.
And Shonisani, where can listeners find more information about the Heart and Stroke Foundation?
The listeners can find more about the Heart and Stroke Foundation on www.heartfoundation.co.za. We are on social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and we do have a health chat line where if they want to talk to someone, they can call and speak to one of our dietitians or nurses on 021-422-1586.
Great.
I would also like to invite the listeners today from 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock. We do have a World Obesity Day webinar that will be occurring on Zoom. If they go to our social media, they will find a link to register for this webinar.
Okay, so that's happening today, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, or between 1 and 3.
Yes.
Great. Shonisani, thank you very, very much. Have a great week, and we'll chat to you or one of the colleagues next week Tuesday.
Thank you, Wayne. We will chat again next week.
Thanks, Shonisani. Keep well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. That's Shonisani Nepalama, nutrition leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking to us today about World Obesity Day, which is, in fact, today.